Come on, let's go, you guys. Jeez, brother.
Look at it. Nacho Radio Podcast.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Welcome, everybody. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. So many of you reached out during the Bear game yesterday on the Harrington's Pub text line to say how you were channeling George the Bear.
Oh, I bet. That was very much a George the Bear game. Plenty for him to rant and rave about.
Someone sent, I think it was Ron sent, a video of a clip from that that great segment about George the Bear where he's just asking the players, how's your family doing? Oh, brother.
Who is this guy?
And George the Bear is there. He's a cantankerous mascot. Brother!
Everyone on the team tries to avoid me.
You know, I feel like the guys really... They really want to reach out to me.
Take it easy on the outfit. This thing is glued together.
Al, do you believe in miracles? Michaels is in a little bit of trouble.
Is that right?
Well, I mean, not serious trouble, but internet seems trouble. Like he's in internet trouble.
Seems like we're all in trouble these days.
At one point during the game between the Giants and the Broncos last night,
which I scored some big points. Big week cover 5.
Yeah, boy, I'm looking at this.
I'm in 33rd place now all of a sudden.
Overall?
Yes.
Oh, let me see. Overall, I don't know where I'm at, but I'm in like 107th place for the week. Yeah, I got butchered this week. I got straight up butchered.
I was fifth overall for the week.
For the week?
Yeah.
So who did you take that was so damn good?
Well, I took the Giants. That was 24.5 points.
Oh, you're kidding.
I had Arizona. That could have been really good, except Tampa Bay made their comeback. That was 7 points. And I took George the Bear.
Football. Catch the fever.
Yeah, see, I took the Ravens. I took the...
Not a chance.
You had a feeling, huh?
Well, I mean, I was getting points, wasn't I?
I didn't think it was enough points. Let's see. I lost 4.5 on that KC game. I lost 7 on the Bucks. I lost 9.5 on the Ravens. Got 8.5 from the Eagles, and I got 6 from Houston. But still, I'm in 20th place overall. I just keep falling and falling and falling. Although that's my game, isn't it?
It is.
I head towards the back of the class.
You're a bit of a drafter.
Well, thank you. Al Michaels at one point thought it would be a good idea to say that the New York Giants were, quote, coming off a worse week than Harvey Weinstein. Yeah, I don't know, man. Is it the best idea to make a clever quip about a guy who's accused of raping a bunch of women?
I'm just trying to be topical.
Yeah, I get it. But that's not the best judgment you've ever had in your career. You know, I'm just saying, you could have avoided a lot of trouble. Like, no one was impressed by that.
I have a sneaky feeling that if that investigation is going to continue to go on, I think other investigations might start as well.
Here's hoping. And I don't know if you saw this clip, but Corey Feldman was on The View. And he was talking about, this was like last year, and he was talking about how there are these child molesters in Hollywood, and he and Corey Haim both went through this, and that they're just these predators in Hollywood, and there's these child molesters.
I don't doubt it.
And Barbara Walters looks at him, she goes, you know, you're saying this, you're damaging an entire industry.
Well, if need be, I will.
So everyone, let's just keep in mind, Barbara Walters is okay with kids getting touched and women getting raped.
As long as there's good movies.
What in the world? Yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice if a bunch of these people got rounded up, put into the village square and shot. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think this guy's going to be able to buy his way out of the problems he's in.
Well, who cares what happens to him?
Well, it's just the more and more you read about it, the more you realize that the problem isn't just necessarily this guy.
Oh, I don't. I'm not saying it's one guy.
There's a network full of people that need to be in prison that were like helping this guy. Like everyone was interested in this guy being a rapist, is what it sounds like.
I don't doubt it.
Oh, brother. Come on, you guys. Pull up some of that George the Bear video, because I think that's what I need after the weekend.
Yeah, I walked out of the room for 2 seconds, and it's like, what just happened? They returned to what?
Yeah, I didn't watch any of the second half.
That's what you needed to watch.
I got home just in time to watch overtime. But I had it on in the car, and they were up 7, and Tom Thayer and Jeff Joniak were talking about on the satellite about how...
They were up 8.
They were up 8. That's right. How, this thing was a done deal. And
they were up 11. They give up the field goal. It still looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. And what happened?
It was not the best. Didn't. But then in the end, it all worked out.
Just fine.
Okay, this is from 1970.
Welcome. How are you? Pretty good. How's everything?
In 1970, we put our microphone on the Chicago Bears mascot, a fellow named George Motika.
I'll catch you at Wrigley Field. All right, don't walk away from me. Don't walk. Don't just walk away not saying nothing.
I know all the players. Most of the players are very good friends of mine. I have a lot of respect for them, and they have a lot of respect for me.
No. But they do.
No. Hey. Where do you think you're going, Gale Sayers?
When they're coming out of the dressing room, they'll come right by me. And I'll put out my hands or paws. I put my paws out. And they will tap me on the hand. There ain't very many of them that'll go by that won't tap me on the hand.
Okay, so...
They're all going by.
They're showing the video of this.
And you're saying one thing, George.
The video...
And the video is telling us something else.
All the players going out of their way not to address him.
Please.
Or even accept that he's there. Just running by him like he's invisible. He's George the Invisible Bear.
The last time I gave that guy a little high five, I got sick from the glue. So could we please?
The guys, they're all really good friends of mine.
Well, the team didn't supply the uniform. I had to make this myself.
Hey, it's me, babe. Let's get up. Come out. Where's Butkus at? Did you see him go by? I didn't either.
I go up to some of them like Butkus or Sayers, and I wish him well.
Hubby Joe, good luck. Good luck, baby. Let's go!
Did you hear the one player? It's like, thanks, man. He was kind of like, thanks, I guess.
I took these costumes to Mr. Hallis Jr., and he looked at one, and he says, George, I don't like this. I don't like the color of it.
I don't like any of this.
One, he says, well, the teeth don't show enough. It doesn't look vicious enough. He says, I want one that looks real rough and tough. So after about 4 or 5 of them, we took a picture of the old costume, and they made up the costume that I have on now. And when I brought that to Mr. Hallis Jr., he liked it. And he says, fine, George. So I had it made up right then and there.
Was there a Hallis Jr.?
I don't
remember. Or does he think there was a Hallis Jr.?
It was just some guy. me?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm Papa Bear Jr. why don't you go get a costume made? All right, I had this made. What do you think? I don't like it. Make another one.
He makes five of them.
Turns out it was just like a janitor.
He was the janitor.
I'm Papa Bear Jr. Oh, you've bought 4 of these outfits, have you, George? I don't like this one. Make another one.
I know they didn't have Google back then, but if you were to look up, there is no such thing as a George Hallis Jr.
Mr. George Hallis Jr.
Huh? Who knows? Okay. Maybe there was.
There had to have been.
I hope for his sake there was.
There's a layer to this story. That the guy who told him to make the suit never existed. This is the best story ever.
He was just the custodian at Wrigley Field. Lead custodian.
Papa Bear, George Stanley Hallis. Yeah, it says here George Stanley Hallis Sr. That would imply that there was a junior.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Well, good for him, then.
Mr. Hallis Jr., he told me what to do. Wow. George Hallis, it's worth pointing out, too, that the Bears' first three games in their existence. Mm-hmm. The first ever game was against Moline. Mm-hmm. The second game was against Kewaunee. And their third game was against Rock Island.
Sure, the Independents.
Yes. The Moline Tractors. I don't know what Kewaunee was. What were they? Anyway, this area is where the Bears got started. Ah, Mr. Hallis. I only know his daughter, Virginia. Why did I think that she was an only child?
Because, well, that's why I question the whole...
Right? Because she's in charge of everything. Yes. Why wouldn't it...
What happened to Junior? He didn't seem to hang around long.
He got fired for this costume.
What the hell is this, son? Why is that guy on the sidelines?
Why is that maniac touching our players? Gee, Pop, I thought it would be, it'd be fun.
My God, that uniform stinks of bad glue from the other side of the field.
All right, George Jr. was president of the Bears from 1963 until he died in 1979 at the age of 54. So, George Jr., born September 4th, 1925, died December 16th, 1979. His nickname was Muggs. Yeah, Muggs Hallis.
Yeah, I was always mugging for the camera.
Yeah, where's the camera, see? Yeah.
I'm gonna make this face.
The camera loves me, see? Yeah. I've got
easy now.
I've got five things? We can rifle through if you like.
Do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. Brought to you by the good people at the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Don't forget the big show's coming up this Saturday, October 21st. It's A.J. Croce, two generations of American music, a complete set of his father's music. He does his own, and then songs that influence both. Tickets are available online at galesburgorpheum.org or by phone at 309-342-2299. You're also going to be able to get those at the box office. The Orpheum is also available for private events. And coming soon to the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, mm-hmm. Elf Jr., the musical, The Nutcracker, The Polar Express, and more. Just a quick trip down to Galesburg, the Orpheum Theater. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained.
There's an article in the Rolling Stone by Cat Stevens, who I know is not A.J. Croce's dad.
No.
But again, all those 70s singer-songwriters. In my head, it's just one guy.
It's not,
Cat Stevens and Jim Croce and yes.
James Taylor.
Oh, God. I swear I'm not doing this on purpose. Bad, Bad Libre Brown is Jim Croce.
It is.
Who does Cats in the Cradle?
Harry Chapin.
I swear to God, I'm not doing it on purpose. There's something in my brain that won't allow me to remember.
You might want to get checked.
You know, it's like, always been that
Doc,
way.
I have a problem with the 70 songwriters.
So Cat Stevens, who has that song called Father and Son.
Yes.
Which is heartbreaking. When you look at it here in the Rolling Stone, he's got a list of his favorite great songs
mm-hmm.
that are written about children.
Okay.
Stevie Wonder. Is that song lovely? That song's about...
It was seconds old.
Right.
About a child.
Right. John Lennon's Beautiful Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Chapin's Cats in the Cradle. Younger Generation by Love and Spoonful. And then number five here, he has Bob Dylan's Forever Young. Songs that were written about children. The best ones, according to Cat Stevens. Who knows? A thing or two about writing songs.
Although, I know that you would have. Although, bringing up the Love and Spoonful and the Younger Generation.
Yeah.
And the Younger Generation.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call. What a terrible name for a band. Like, they thought that was really clever.
Well, no, because one of the guys just got nabbed.
For being a kid toucher?
Well, toucher, not necessarily a kid toucher. But someone who wanted to take a look at things.
Oh, you're kidding me. So, one of the Loving Spoonful? Which one?
I don't know. I don't know if he's an original one or not, to tell you the truth. I just saw it on Polestar.
My father-in-law went and saw Yes the other night
in nice.
Tampa.
Which one?
Well, it's the Yes that doesn't have any of the members of the band.
Because
there's a Yes where
there's
all of
yes.
the guys. Well, but then there's...
It's got a few guys in it.
Yeah,
the Yes that he saw does have a couple guys in it.
Okay, I get confused. And then when you dragged me at knife point to go see Asia.
Yes.
Who was that? That's the guy that died, right? The guy that's the lead singer of Asia?
No, he wasn't in that.
No?
That was not that incarnation. The Asia that we saw would have only had the keyboard player in it.
Oh, who was the singer? Looked like Barry Gibb.
Was
it Barry Gibb?
It was not a Barry Gibb.
In my mind, it's Barry Gibb.
Actually, that Asia exists as well still.
Really?
Yeah. Number one.
There are two Asias and two yeses.
And how does that happen?
I don't know.
How are you...
Get the lawyers involved,
right?
I guess.
Like, what if there were two Dave and Darrens?
That would be interesting.
And one of
Wait
them...
Wait a minute.
One of them...
We're in both... We're. How can there be a Dave and Darren when we're all in this one?
Well, there is a Dave and Darren podcast in New Zealand where they go around and they tour different breweries.
Okay.
Which to me feels like a double ripoff.
To you, it would.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, but it is New Zealand.
Yes, I understand.
And the thing
that.
Is, they're able to get to every podcast earlier than we are.
Well, that's true. That's.
I mean, they've already posted theirs for today.
Well, I think they do like one a month.
Well, then.
But still. Then what
are we worried about?
So if you and I were to break up, and then I were to find another guy named Darren.
Yes.
And I would do the Dave and Darren show.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would find another guy named Dave.
Yes.
And do the Dave and Darren show.
Yes.
Although you'd probably call it Darren and Dave, wouldn't you?
No.
I would if I were you. Finally, I get top billing.
Top billing, nothing.
Well, that sort of thing's important to me.
That's maybe why you have mental blocks on 70 songwriters.
Well, they could be.
You've got so much on your mind.
I do have a lot going on. Number one, a member of the Voter Suppression Commission has been arrested on child porn charges.
He wasn't in the Lovin' Spoonful, was he?
Researcher for the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity, which is looking up, the claims of rampant voter fraud. Arrested after Katie porn was found on his phone. Ronald Williams II. Cops claim they found multiple files of child pornography on this guy's phone after getting a tip and searching his house. This guy now facing 11 counts of possession and distribution of child porn. Again, he's on the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. And Darren, I'll just show you the mugshot, and I'll say, guilty as charged.
Not having his best day.
No, this cat should have been pulled in off the streets and arrested for this.
He looks like, it looks as though
tip
he's...
nothing.
It looks like he's trying to get small. Like, I'm trying, like, maybe I could disappear.
What if I just implode on myself?
Would that work?
Two.
Let me point out that the Dave and Darren, this Dave and Darren Top 5 Things
not
podcast.
Not the fake one that's out
not
there.
Not the fake one.
Right.
Is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak. Try one of their Italian sausages today. Premium sausage, chopped and grilled. With melted provolone cheese, add marinara sauce, fried onions, or sweet peppers. It's absolutely delicious. All their sandwiches are, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's on 53rd and Davenport, or 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And if you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. You know the drill. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary.
Someone sent us here a screen cap of their Cover 5 week. They took Green Bay and lost 16.
He gone.
They took Baltimore and lost 9.5.
Didn't he break his collarbone before?
Aaron
Rodgers?
Yeah, he's pulled this before.
Is it a different collarbone?
A lot of people are saying his career is done.
Is it a different collarbone?
That he will never play.
Because Shay McClellan got him once, right?
Yes, that was a collarbone as well, yes.
But was that the other side?
I don't know.
You would tend to think that you would land on the same side.
I really,
maybe not.
I believe what a lot of NFL experts are saying, that he's done, that his career is over.
You mean, are you thinking that that's his call? That he might not want it anymore?
I think that at some point.
Can you imagine, Packer fans, that you no longer have Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers to kick around
well,
anymore?
Well, you've had 25 years of Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Well, you got one title to show for it. So,
They won two.
You've got two titles to show for it.
You got two. But I'm just saying if...
I keep forgetting about when they beat Pittsburgh. I didn't watch a doubt of that Super Bowl.
If for God forbid, the Packers had to actually play with like a human being as quarterback, That would be a darn shame, wouldn't it?
Well, this person...
Can you imagine the belly aching going on? What, he's just a normal human being. Yeah. Yeah, welcome to our world.
What's that like?
What's that like?
They're showing me this. They're
to
showing
not have
this.
Some quarterback that was sent directly from the heavens.
Overall, somehow, this cover five person in our league, -212 points.
That's not real.
And it says
that's
here.
That's not real.
-212 points.
Overall.
Overall. For week six, they were in 174th place with -44 points. But this is why they show us this clip here. Look, overall, they're in 198th out of 197 spots. It says, I know this is probably a glitch in the system, not my score, but
no,
I am ranked 198 out of 197 overall. I wish we had some sort of prize for you.
Well,
because that's the Lee Verner battery.
Talk about the diehard battery. Hang in there, baby, is all I can say. Hang in there. And who knows? You might not improve, but maybe someone will join the league so that you can actually be 198th
out of 198. Yes, I don't.
Someone join.
Two.
Someone join.
Maybe that's because of ties? I don't know. I don't know how that works. It seems odd to me that you would be in 198th place in a league that only has 197 people.
Listen, if it helps, I've been there.
But I will say this, you're bad at this.
Yeah, but you're going to luck into something here.
It's still very early.
That's all I did.
It's still very early. I was way in
None of this was skill.
I was way in the red last year.
And one and all.
Very late in the season. And then I put together a couple of, some have said, the greatest comeback of all time. One friend of mine told me he enjoyed my Cover 5 victory more than when his Cubs won the World Series.
Well, I think it was the greatest sporting event of the year last year.
Oh, right. You were the one who said that to
me. Yes. I mean, it was titillating.
Number two, all the fish in the world are shrinking. And they think it's due to climate change.
The fish sticks were getting smaller.
It's not you. It's not in your head. It's real. As ocean temps climb, a lot of fish, including tuna, are starting to shrink. In fact, a new study published in the journal Global Change Biology, and yes, we do subscribe.
Now, that I haven't noticed. The tuna I haven't noticed.
Well.
Because the cans are still the same size.
They're saying that that many species of fish, including tuna, will likely shrink by as much as 30%. I guess with tuna, though, you cut the thing up in steaks.
Well, if all of a sudden I start noticing the can smaller, then I'm going to throw a fit.
They say that the fish aren't getting enough oxygen to grow because the ocean waters are heating up. And fish are cold-blooded animals. They can't regulate their own body temps. So when the water becomes warmer, their metabolism accelerates. They need more oxygen to sustain their body function. And that's not happening, so they're shrinking there.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because you would know.
Uh-huh.
When do we fall back?
That is in November.
Okay, so we're still a ways away.
Yes.
All right. I don't want to be surprised by any of this.
No, that's coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
I won't. I'll make sure you
still
know.
Still a ways away.
Number three.
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 Ah, yes. Number three. I remember it well. FDA approving a new gene therapy that could cure blindness.
I saw something, I think it was the Inquirer, that was trying to say that Stevie Wonder can now see.
That's been the talk for a couple of years now.
It has?
That somehow
he's faking it?
He's faking it. Because, like, he can land planes and stuff.
Well, maybe it's just the Force.
That's not how the Force works. Leber congenital amaurosis is a rare inherited eye disease that appears at childbirth. And it was said to affect one in every 40,000 newborns.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, there's a new gene therapy that goes after this specific inherited blindness. And they think it's working. If the FDA... goes along with this, and they're saying, yeah, go ahead. This gene therapy could be commercially available soon. And, a gene therapy to cure all forms of blindness is now closer than ever.
Do you think there's a store anywhere on Earth?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the only place it would be.
Mm-hmm. At the store on Earth?
On Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Is a place that sells like Levi's and such called the gene therapy?
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
That's not bad. I like
hey,
that.
Hey, you know
a lot.
What? We can help you.
Mm-hmm.
We can help you with your problem. You just got the wrong genes on, friend.
You need therapy, honey. Come on in here. We'll fix those genes.
You've been wearing Gloria Vanderbilt's your entire life.
Get out in here.
Come on.
I can't wait for the YouTube videos of blind people getting the gene therapy and being able to see for the first time. Because when I watch those videos where they have people with profound deafness and they give them the cochlear implants and they hear for the first time,
yeah.
I bawl like a baby watching those.
See,
you ever seen those where it's like, this woman is about to hear the voice of her children for the first time ever. I'll watch those videos and I will cry
I'm not really interested in putting myself in a crying jag.
Oh, man. It's just the best.
Find something else
to
do. They're
just the best. There'll be a baby and then they turn the little implant on.
Yeah.
And then the baby hears its mother's voice for the first time ever. And you get to see that. I'm going to start weeping right now just talking about it. That's as good as it gets. I'm imagining that the YouTube videos for a blind guy getting his lights turned on is going to be pretty cool, too. What was that, number four?
First thing he does is fire up the porn.
Great. Now,
all right.
Now, where's this porn I hear so much about?
I've been hearing a lot about it. As a matter of fact, when you can't see and you can only hear, it's interesting how much you hear about porn.
It sounds like someone's getting murdered. I want to see how this works. To me, it sounds like someone's choking.
Someone's hurting somebody.
Somebody's choking.
Sometimes people are choking.
What happens?
Number four.
Number four, they're saying avoid millennials this flu season because they're the ones.
They're not getting the shots.
Well,
neither am I.
Kids under the age of 35 are the most likely to go outside when they've got the flu. And they say that...
As part of therapy?
Well, they just think that...
Just fight through?
They don't care if they get everyone sick. 76% of people under the age of 35 admit to venturing out of the house the last time they had the flu or flu-like symptoms.
Well, maybe they needed to get juice.
Get somebody to get the juice for you. The second most likely group is parents of kids under the age of 18.
Didn't you go roaming with the buffaloes when the last time you had the flu?
I haven't had the flu in years. When I had pneumonia, I didn't leave the couch for 4 days.
Is that when you had the vision quest?
That's when the buffalo came, the white buffalo came and told me that this used to be his land. And soon he was going to touch me, kill me, and that my wife and son were already dead.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was rough. Yeah, when I was hallucinating, the pneumonia...
That's quite a threat.
Yes, yes.
Now, at that time...
There were many buffalo, but the white buffalo was the one that was coming
for
me.
Did you call out for your family to see if they were, in fact...
It was too weak. I couldn't...
It's like, if they're dead, they're dead.
No.
They're dead to me.
No, it was like I was paralyzed.
You can't do anything about.
I was paralyzed.
Yeah.
I wanted to go upstairs and check on them, but then
can't
I thought...
Can't do it.
I probably shouldn't do that. I've got
I don't want to go see that mess.
Got pneumonia.
That, good God.
Yeah. And also, it was explained to me that what I had was a virus that Vladimir Putin had put in the soil in Iowa.
Uh-huh.
This was something else that on my as my hallucinations
now,
were getting deeper and deeper.
This was while you were about ready to capture cover five.
Yes, no, these were simultaneous events.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy the cover five.
Maybe
because
that's why I enjoyed it so much.
I was busy trying to figure out why the Russians had given me the pneumonia.
Had contaminated the soil.
Yes, it was a program that launched years ago where this was all explained to me in my hallucinations that Putin had put these viruses in the soil and that
and it had come home to roost.
Yes, that the permafrost was melting. I should have taken notes, but I couldn't move. because it was some pretty far out stuff that was.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like I've never done any
hallucinogens. That seems to me like it was close enough.
I probably shouldn't, because if that's the kind of thing that my own brain can cook up when it's boiling with fever,
mm-hmm.
I don't know that putting a tab on my tongue's going to be any fun. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's just not for me.
Five.
Open a new tab.
Because they say that if you think you're going to have a bad trip, you're going to have a bad trip. Mm. And I know I'm going to have a bad trip, so thanks. I'll just have another beer if that's okay with everybody.
Just need the right guide.
Yeah, I've heard that too. It's just not, you know. Whatever you do, man, do not go in the bathroom and look in the mirror. That's what they tell you, right? Don't look at yourself in the mirror. You'll get lost in there, man.
Uh-huh.
If you tell me that, and if I'm on a hallucinogenic drug, and again, I've never been, the first thing I'm going to do is go in the mirror and get lost.
Well, you
in
just
there.
Can't help yourself.
See, I would be the worst at that. I know my strengths and I know my weaknesses. And a hallucinogenic drug thing, for me, mm-hmm. I'm not passing any judgment on those who do. It's just not something I would be able to pull off.
You think you'd be bad at it?
Yes. Yes. It's like a tank top. I get why people wear tank tops. Not something I could pull off.
Yeah. Did you ever wear them?
Oh.
Even as a kid?
Never.
Not never. Even as a little kid?
Really, no.
Running around in some sort of striped tank top?
No. Just never.
Were you concerned with your shoulders or
yes,
what?
Yes.
Burn?
I'd rather be shirtless than wear a tank top. I feel like the tank top cuts my form in a way that's not flattering. I've always felt
if I'm going to show my shoulders, I'm taking the whole shirt off.
Might as well be
I might run around naked. I'm taking my pants off, too.
No. I'm a big proponent of pants. But I got a choice between a tank top or going shirtless,
uh-huh.
I'll go shirtless.
There you go.
I just don't like the way that it hangs off my frame. Number five, the Mega Millions. It's going to start to cost $2 to play the old Mega Millions. They're changing the rules.
Mm.
Price of a Mega Millions ticket is going to go from $1 to $2.
Did you see where the guy won $24 million on a ticket that he found in his pocket that it was almost expired?
Found in his pocket?
That's what they were
saying.
How
do you not wash your pants?
Well, I think it was like a pocket of a shirt.
Wow.
Maybe it was a shirt that just fell out of rotation. It happens.
Yeah, but... Again, I don't know why you buy lottery tickets if you don't check to see if they're winners.
That's true.
That drives me crazy, stories like this.
That's true. And maybe it's a made-up story, but it was in the news.
I've got a Powerball ticket in my car that...
That you might have won?
Oh, I did win, but it was... just because I got the Powerball, so I get my money back.
Not really winning.
Well, I get my money back.
Mm, kind of a push.
Well, here's the thing. I keep it in my car, and I haven't cashed it in yet because I think... I might need that money someday.
$2?
And if I take it now, then I'll just spend it on, penny whistles and ribbon candy. So that's my savings right now.
$2.
I got a $2 winner Powerball ticket in my glove box.
It's a little something. But I
probably need to do... I've got another like 9 months to cash it in.
I got some drink tickets to the Surf Ballroom that do not expire.
Got some scratch tickets this weekend.
Yeah.
Because it's fun for me and the boy to get the scratch tickets.
It's gambling. You're introducing him to gambling.
You're damn right I am.
Uh-huh.
And it's lots of fun. And I might spend...
Does he ever spend any of his own money on
it? No, that would be illegal.
Would you allow that?
No, it's illegal.
Well, no, you could purchase them for him.
Dad. Yeah.
Dad, this is what I want for my birthday. I want a bunch of scratch cards.
Here's what happens then. Somehow we win, and then somehow Little Big Mouth tells the Iowa Lottery that it was his money that bought the ticket, and now we're all out.
Chief Little Big Mouth.
And I bought this ticket with my own money.
I bought it with my own birthday
all
money.
Right. No, all right, didn't. Members of the press, no, if you can leave the room, we're going to have a talk with the Lavoras about they just lost their fortune.
But there's got to be someone who's done that. Some kid.
I never spend more than $6 a month on
I'm talking
tickets.
About some kid who gets $100 mm-hmm. collectively for his birthday.
Yeah.
I want scratch tickets.
If you buy the scratch tickets for a kid's birthday, that's fine. But the kid's money being used for the scratch
Who's
tickets.
Going to know? Who's going to know? If you don't confess to it on this podcast. I mean, there has to be some kid out there
mm-hmm.
who's Owen's age or even younger who has wanted some sort of gambling-themed birthday party.
California man denied $5 million in scratcher winnings when they found out his 16-year-old son bought the winning ticket.
See?
So this was a $5 million
you gotta keep your mouth
lottery
shut.
Ticket. And the lottery did a little digging. They found out that the 16-year-old bought the ticket.
Well, who sold it to him?
Well, ticket was for $5 million. This guy, Ward Thomas, says his son bought five scratchers at the mobile station there in Long Beach, California. Bought the tickets by exchanging other winning tickets. And one of the tickets that he got was a $5 million prize.
There's a $5 million scratch-off?
Yeah. The lottery commission said the award was being denied because his son was a minor and therefore not legally able to play the lottery. So you got a $5 million scratch-off. We found out your kid bought it. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir. You get nothing.
I wanted it to be you, Charlie.
This change will go in effect for the Halloween drawing, by the way. Instead of five numbers drawn from a field of 75 numbers now, though, they're making it a $2 ticket. So it's now going to be five numbers drawn from a field of 70. And the winning number will no longer be drawn from a field of 15 numbers. Instead, it'll be the Mega Balls. Instead, it'll be 25 numbers. So, actually, your odds are not improved at all. No, you're screwed.
Either way.
Yeah, what do they say? The lottery is a tax on people who are bad at math. So
yeah, but people win.
Yeah, you got to play to win, don't you?
Someone wins.
Just don't let your kid. Your kids are allowed to scratch the tickets, right?
I know.
Or does that somehow violate the law?
It probably does in the fine print.
We were playing this thing, and it's like you scratch this row here, and it tells you what your numbers are, and then there's a field. And if you scratch to see what the prize is, and if the numbers that you were revealed over here on the right surround that prize, then you win that prize.
Sure.
We were one number off from $30,000. Mm. And as we're looking at the numbers, it was like, all right, do we have six? Yeah, we got six. Do we got 14? Yeah, we got 14. Do we got 32? Yeah, we got 32. And we were getting, and it was the very last, it was the very last number. And it was like, we needed eight. We had seven. We had nine. We didn't have eight. It was a $30,000 prize.
Would you have shared half of it?
With who?
With Owen.
No.
No. No. You weren't going to win anyway.
No.
You weren't going to win.
No.
This $30,000 is mine.
The $30,000 would go to pay for things for him anyway.
Mine.
Well, it's not like if I won $30,000, he wouldn't reap the rewards.
I understand that. But as far as actually splitting it with him.
No.
No, you are not.
What would be the point of that?
You're not getting any of this.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm splitting it with you, but you're paying for everything now.
How about you live? Yeah, there you go.
But you're paying.
Here's your 15. Here's your 15 grand.
Rent $700 a month.
Room and board. Room and board and Uber service.
And Uber service and, to school.
Yeah, right. And this, these soccer games are starting to add up.
Yeah. By the way.
So my point was, we were this close.
Yeah.
It was 30 grand, and I was starting to get a little excited. He was going out of his mind.
Bouncing around.
Right. So then it's like, okay, buddy, well, that didn't work. But there's six chances on the ticket to win.
Yeah.
And so he scratches the one, and he's like, $1,000. What's the point of this?
Exactly.
Well, we lost 30 grand, Dad.
Yeah, down the tubes.
A grand. And I was explaining, like, $500, who cares? $500 is a lot of money.
It is.
And if we win $500 on this $3 card,
we're not telling your mother.
That'll be our little secret. Right. And then I was thinking, too, well, $500, I would come in under the $600 where
you have to report it?
You got to. Well, you still have to. You're supposed to report all income.
Well, sure, I do.
But winnings, I think, are taxed differently than earned money, yes?
Is that the top five things?
We just got one more quick story here.
Knock it out.
This one, guy, fed up with his nagging wife, went and hid in the forest for 10 years.
I'd rather eat bugs.
Malcolm Applegate, 62 years old.
I'd rather eat tree bark than have to spend any more time with you.
Married for 3 years.
Couldn't you just leave town? Couldn't you just go elsewhere?
This happened over in England.
He turns into Winnie the Pooh.
He made his way to Birmingham, where they lived, to London. It took him 3 weeks to make the journey on foot after his bike got stolen.
They stole your bike?
He said, enough's enough, I gotta go. So he ran away from home and lived in the woods for 10 years because he couldn't stand his wife.
Yeah, but he went back.
He says, for 3 years it was all right. We got on with one another, and the gardening got too much for her. She said, why don't we have more time together? I said, how can I?
How can I when I spend so much time in the woods?
He says, I just upped and left. I got fed up with her because we used to get in so many arguments. It took me 3 weeks to get back to London. I didn't lock my bike up in Oxford, and someone helped themselves to it, so I had to walk back from Oxford. He said enough was enough. And he camped in thick woodland and would work in gardens at a community center for the elderly. And, yeah, says he lived there for 10 years. It had been a decade since I'd last seen her, and that time she had been to all of these Salvation Army hostels in the South trying to find me. I think she assumed I was dead. 10 years in the woods. Couldn't deal with it anymore. I went missing for 10 years.
Best 10 years of my life.
Just living in the woods. Gardening.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the Factory of Fear. Factory of Fear, the Quad City's longest running and largest indoor haunted attraction, located in Moline, open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through Halloween.
Yeah.
7 o'clock. Yeah, this weekend was, this Friday was Friday the 13th.
I had a coworker was telling me that she went to 3 different haunts the weekend before last.
Yeah.
And 2 of them, and then she said Factory of Fear.
Yes.
And I asked, well, which one was the best?
Yeah.
And she told me,
yes,
without question, it was Factory of Fear.
Hands down.
Without question.
Well, that's where fear is made.
Yes.
They're open through.
She told me she knew they were in for a good time when they have this big thing on the wall for you to read before you enter the Factory of Fear. And one of them is, ladies and gentlemen, while you're in here, please control your bowels. She's like, okay, this is going to be scary. And she says it was. It lived up to the hype.
Well, it's right down there by that Mexican restaurant. it's open from 7 till midnight, and then on Sunday, 7 till 10. Do you have what it takes to make it through the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Tickets are available online at qcfactoryoffear.com or at the door. Voted a top 10 haunt in the state by state of Illinois by hauntedillinois.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline.
Yes.
Online at factoryoffear.com, again, where fear is made. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich today into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And they also have delicious soups that they have in rotation. Turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, chicken tortilla. Start your week off the right way by going to Capriati's today for lunch or dinner or both. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And if you'd like to reach out to us anytime during the podcast or not, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, where there's live music on Thursday nights.
How about them Cubbies?
Right where we want them. Right where we want them.
That series is over.
No.
That series
what do you gotta win? You got to win 4 out of 5? Natch.
You don't really believe that.
I think it's absolutely possible.
It's not possible.
They were down 3-1 last year twice, weren't they? Twice?
Were they down 3-1 in the LCS?
Yeah.
To the Dodgers? That's not right.
Weren't they down to... They were down to somebody.
Well, that was last year.
Plenty of comebacks.
Chris Bryant is not good at baseball.
He's struggling right now.
Yes. And it's Rizzo, not any damn good at baseball.
Well, they've been playing it
Why doesn't Madden have the closer in there?
Which closer?
This Wade Davis?
He pitched like 2.5 innings the other day.
Oh, Poor baby.
I know. I can't throw the ball that much.
Until we get a chance to do it for you. But this Joe Madden, he's bad too, right? Like, there's a lot of people calling for Madden to get fired. Because he almost blew it last year. And there's talk that when Hayward had that speech, that rainy day speech, or you know, in the extra innings, basically the speech that Hayward gave, according to people that were in the room, was, "We're going to win this game despite Joe Madden."
Oh, is that what he was saying?
Yes. This manager is going out of his way to screw us.
He has screwed this up.
We're going to take this on our own.
We're
going to
win it anyway.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Well, that makes sense.
A lot of people are saying it.
So when did you say we are back? On Wednesdays?
Why don't we come back on Wednesday?
We're on Wednesday, the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast coffee or breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Fall into a spiced chai latte or a pumpkin roll latte, a delicious mix of pumpkin pie, creme brulee, and cupcake. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com.
Angry Moose chiming in saying, "Hey Dave, how are the Sox doing?" I'll tell you how they're doing.
Bad.
Best farm system in baseball.
I don't think
and
that's
they're not
true.
About to get swept by the Dodgers. So that's how the Sox are doing. I don't know why you want to make this about the White Sox. White Sox season's over. And the Cup season's over too, everybody.
Well, we'll see.
It's over.
We'll see.
It's all over.
It's over, Johnny. It's over. Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again on Wednesday, hang loose, Kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Dabbing board, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock guys, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
That's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.